Little Dancer curled into a ball, hoping his sleep would ease the cramps in his stomach. The string of uneasy dreams wound deeper into his mind. He'd never forget the sight of Dancing Doe's baby being smashed onto the hard cobbles of the ridge to flop and quiver and at last lie still. From where he'd hidden in the sagebrush, he'd seen the tortured expression on Dancing Doe's face. Above it all, Heavy Beaver's smile hovered, mocking. The image shifted. Little Dancer's gut twisted as the wolf bundle landed on unresisting ground. He remembered the sucking emptiness that had pulled at his young soul.
No!
The people are dying, like smoke from a distant fire. We're drifting away, becoming less and less.
An old woman walked down out of the trees, hobbling with the aid of a walking stick. A tump line secured an awkward pack low on her back, while breezes tugged her gray braids this way and that. As she looked at Little Dancer, her deep-set dark eyes glowed with power. Shifting again, he danced and whirled, the world spinning below him. A man threw something at the sky, his face contorted as if by anger. A sudden light blinded him painfully. He felt the hunger, like waves lapping the cobbles of Moon River. Pangs of want washed around him, bearing him on the current, twisting around, gurgling.
Stop it! Stop!
The knot in his belly grew, encompassing all the people. Pangs of hunger, like tendrils, reached out to touch the men who waited on butte tops. It tickled their bellies as they searched for fresh tracks. He ached for all the people, feeling the wasting of their bodies, the energy draining from their flesh.
Feed us. Feed me.
The cramping of his stomach tightened as the last of the thin stew entered his blood.
We come. Remember this day, for we are you.
He started at the nearness of the voice. A curious, hazy sensation sent him drifting. A taste lay on his tongue, that of sage, usually so bitter, now almost sweet. Frightened, he ran on light legs. The view of the world around him expanded, oddly flat, but vividly clear. He ran, realizing he did so on four nimble legs. Creatures, antelope, stood with rump patches flashing white at his alarm. A doe stood alert and faced him. Without thought, he turned to race for her and the security she meant to him.
We come. We come.
He shivered, torn from the body he inhabited. Dazed, he struggled against the pressure on his shoulder, kicking.
Little Dancer, wake up! It's a bad dream! Wake up!
He blinked, clearing his filmy eyes to stare at his robes piled before his nose, half afraid of what he'd find. His mother stared down at him, concern in her tense face, running a soothing hand down his shoulder.
It's a dream, that's all. A bad dream.
With an effort, like walking through deep, wet snow, he cleared his thoughts.
Are you all right?
He shook his head, the misty image of the antelope fawn clouding his reality.
No, not a bad dream. We are one.
I know. I've been having nightmares too, after last night.
He looked over at where Two Smokes slept, the par flesh containing the wolf bundle tight against his chest.
No, we're one. The antelope herd. They're coming! To the river! Coming!
Sage Root stared at him, frown lines deepening in the smooth skin of her brow. He sat up, feeling the awe of it all.
I mean it! I saw! In the dream! I just can't... I can't...
She lifted an eyebrow, thoughtful as she stared out the lodge entrance.
Explain.
I got scared. But it wasn't bad. Not like Heavy Beaver would say. Not evil. Not bad, I swear. It was one. Not different.
Coming to the river. In the dream, which way was the sun?
There. West.
And the antelope were moving which way?
South.
Sage Root hunched over, supporting her chin with a fist.
If the dream was real, a spirit dream, the time is now, then.
She chewed at her lip for a moment, fingering her long, gleaming braids.
The old antelope trap is only a short walk from here.
Heavy Beaver will get real mad if you trap antelope.
It's only a little boy's dream, not a spirit dream. But what's left besides hope?
She nodded slowly to herself. When she turned toward him, resignation hunched her shoulders.
We're all hungry. He can curse us on full stomachs.
But the fear lurked in her eyes like a coyote in the night.